Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Nate Chelman filling in for Chad Benson. He couldn't be in today on Black Friday, so from Boise, Idaho, I'm more than honored to fill in for Chad. He's doing fine. He's just wasn't able to make it in because he's still watching the national anthem from Aretha Franklin from yesterday. He also might have a bit of a turkey hangover. I don't know if Chad was scheduled to check in. I don't know if he did any shopping today on Black Friday. I've been watching Black Friday videos all day long, giggling yesterday. Started yesterday. And it just, maybe it's the news cycle, maybe it's the media, maybe it's the internet and social media and everybody taking pictures and all the news sharing websites out there. I've done Black Friday once. I got a great deal on two TVs. I got two TVs for two 60-inch TVs for $500. I didn't stand in line or anything. I got a little voucher. And it was the last time I would ever do it. People across the country going nuts. And I'm not kidding when I say shots fired. People are getting shot over this stuff. And it's not anybody else doing it. It's not one store in particular. It's all of them, which means it's us. We're doing this to ourselves. This isn't the fault of the presidency. This isn't somehow I'm waiting for the alert right now on how it's actually the fault of Donald Trump that so many people have been shot. Modesto Mall going nuts. Why? Now, it's not the first time a fight has ever broke out in a mall, but you see people getting shot over parking spaces, people fighting over towels, and the only thing you can do is grab some popcorn, sit back and go, morons. We need these people. I'm sorry, let me step in here. When I say these people, for those of you who are politically sensitive, I mean everybody in a mall. On Black Friday, everybody in a mall who left Thanksgiving dinner early because they just had enough of their family. They had enough of their friends. Somebody brought up pogs. Screw it. I'd rather be at the mall. Sales started yesterday, Thanksgiving Day. Sales started yesterday at 3 o'clock across the country. 3 p.m. EM. I'm watching this video. I keep watching it over and over and over. People going after towels because they were $1.60. Honestly, if you need a towel that bad, get a guest membership to the YMCA and walk out. If you need a towel that bad, walk into any hotel, nice hotel, don't go into the seedy ones, go into a nice hotel right around 11 o'clock noon and just raid the cart in the hallway if you need a cheap towel that bad. Everything. Now, be honest. Did you do it? Did you go out today? Did you fight this? You're fighting your turkey hangover. You're fighting your Thanksgiving Day food coma. You're trying to figure out what the heck you're going to do with turkey for the next week. Stuffing, gravy. That green bean casserole that you know you have to eat no later than tomorrow, because after that, it's just a soggy mess. And you might as well, you don't even want to give it to the dog. You might as well just throw it out. Did you do the Black Friday shopping? Did you see any of this stuff? People waiting in line for video game consoles. No doubt. Getting a tent, having a little space heater. And then what do? They talk with they have little pictures of the video game console they want, and they go, they find somebody else who wants the same exact thing they do.
Oh, you're here for the video game console? Oh, so am I. Oh, I got the new upgrade 3 years ago, but now they come up with this new system. Now we just can't wait. We can't wait to get. Now all of a sudden, rather than bonding, now they're your sworn enemy. And all you can't wait to do is give that guy a forearm shiver on the way to your goal so you can save a grand total of maybe $20. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Did you brave the Black Friday melee? That is embarrassing. It's embarrassing every year. It's us. It'd be so easy. By the way, I'm keeping the seat warm for Chad Benson, just so you know. So if I cost Chad any affiliates or any sponsor, any money, I'm sorry, but it's not JCPenney's fault. It's not Walmart's fault. It's not every mall's in America's out there's fault. It's our fault. We keep going. 80% of the people do Thanksgiving shopping or Black Friday shopping because they think they're getting a good deal. The other 20% of us go and watch. We go there to just watch. We go there, we sit on our makeshift, mythical pedestal and judge everybody. We do this. Black Friday shopping is the ultimate reality show. And through all of it, did I mention people getting shot over parking spaces? People being shot. People being beaten up. People being trampled. People losing their life over shopping. Believe it or not, there's a silver lining. There's a silver lining in all this. You take a look at any video. Every video that's out there, look at it. Watch it. Just watch it. There's no racism. It's all races. It's all races. It's all ages. I don't have a chance to look at what their economic background is. I didn't have all of their phone numbers, or I'm not Facebook friends with all of them. But I would imagine all different economic backgrounds, all different education backgrounds, all different religious backgrounds. Everybody getting together for one day to just tear the hell out of each other so they can get a $1.60 towel. So they could save themselves some money on the latest 4K, 9G, smart TV, 1080, whatever. Through all of that, we're okay. We're actually okay. I mean, on a day where we all lose our minds, the day after we all give thanks, we are okay. We had enough with politics. We had enough with the election. Which, by the way, we have some politics for you today. But we had enough with it. And now we're just going to go out, find the nearest big box store, and put some complete stranger in a headlock and justify it by, well, I want the thing in the box. I want the thing in the box. We'd punch a baby just to save ourselves $20 on a piece of electronics. Not because that baby was pro-Trump or pro-Hillary. Not because that guy was a part of Black Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. No, we all want the thing. We're okay. Black Friday is the closest day we can get to the real-life version of the purge.
It's the Chad Benson Show. Nate Shellman here filling in from Boise, Idaho on the Chad Benson Show. If you took part in any of this Black Friday circus, if you braved the malls, maybe you started. By the way, if you started yesterday, step forward. If you started on Thanksgiving Day, step forward. Step forward and justify to me why you wanted to go shopping, because I felt so bad for everybody that had to work yesterday. Making fun of all their managers, making fun of all their bosses. If you went shopping yesterday, step forward and be judged. Don't be afraid. I want to know what it was that made you leave a day that we set aside to give thanks. Nope. I give thanks for junk and stuff. All right, I'm going to Best Buy. 844-344-2423. That's 844-344-DIG-CHAD. If you braved any of this stuff today, I just want to know why. Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. 844-344-2423. That's 844-344-DIG-CHAD. I didn't go out this year. I stayed in for Thanksgiving. We had 12 people over for Thanksgiving. I did the turkey holy grail. I did a smoked turkey. I did a baked turkey. I also did a deep fried, completely whole turkey. Two different kinds of stuffing. Just to start, kids. On top of that, you had your normal stuff. You had the cranberry sauce. You got the green bean casserole, like you do, like the pilgrims would have wanted you to have. Also had the sweet Hawaiian rolls. Had about maybe a quart of gravy that I spent all day watching boil, making sure it didn't get lumpy. And for those that came over and wouldn't or couldn't cook, I also had another 5 different kinds of dessert. Pumpkin pie, apple pie. For the first time this year, I had a pretzel jello. And I didn't know this was a thing. It was just jello with whipped cream with a crushed pretzel bottom. Whoever invented it needs an award. First time I ever had such a thing. It was great. And you sit there with 12 people, co-workers. We did the Island of Misfit Toys. It was everybody that came over that couldn't, you know, didn't have family in town or couldn't get away, or you know, they didn't have their kids this year, whatever. Whatever it was, we had 12 people over. These are all people that could have left. These are all people that could have set that aside and said, you know what, screw it. I'm going to do a little shopping this year. And chose not to. Now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're expecting to hear Chad, Chad's off today. He'll be back. He's just taking a little holiday break. He's taking a little Thanksgiving break. I'm just here keeping the seat warm. But if you took part in shopping yesterday, or you took part in today's Black Friday free-for-all, I want to know why. Every year it gets worse. Every year it seems to get more violent, no matter how much every store or every mall tries to crack down and organize everything. Police departments know it's coming. They can't stop it. They just try to contain it. If you took part in this circus, I want to know why. 844-344-2423. 844-344-DIG-CHAD. I want to know what it was that finally just crawled under your skin. Oh, I got to go out today. Walmart, they had a fight in Houston, Texas for a 12-volt kiddie convertible. $99 12-volt kitty convertible. And adults, grown human beings over the age of 18, fighting for something that if I had asked my dad for, if I had asked my parents for this $99 convertible, both of them would have joined in a chorus of no, or ask Santa, or I don't know when, maybe, if you're good. My parents, bless their hearts, deadened me inside from a very young age. I didn't actually get everything I wanted. If I cried and I whined because I wanted something, I didn't actually get it. Yeah, I know. I didn't. By the way, I don't hate them for it by any stretch of the imagination. If anything, it makes me want to call them both up right now and say, thank you for not giving me everything I ever wanted. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me at a very young age. Thank you for teaching me and reminding me over the course of many years that I don't get everything. Because there's some spoiled brats out there. And there's a grown adults, learned adults, with alphabets behind their name who justify these kidlets. You hear a lot of people use the word millennial like it's a four-letter word, but they're just coddling. This is how Black Friday has gotten to this point, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse as you transcend into higher education, as you transcend into college education. If you went out for Black Friday today, or you started shopping yesterday, 844-344-DIG-CHAD. Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson of the Chad Benson Show.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Chad enjoying his Black Friday with family, loved ones, just not being at work. Nate Shellman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad, 844-344-2423. That's the Dig Chad lines, 844-DIG-CHAD. Black Friday, another one upon us. And all you're going to hear, all you're going to see, if you haven't already seen it, received notifications about it, how many people are just going nuts, beating each other senseless, fighting over stuff. You're going to see, we're going to see results probably on Monday, if we don't see him tomorrow, how much money was spent, which is a good thing. We want people to spend money. We're capitalists. That's the whole point of capitalism. Spend money. Make choices to make money. We're not into anything for charity. But for one day, people got together and gave thanks. The next day, people went out and just started beating the hell out of each other, not because somebody got shot, not because somebody got elected, not because somebody got their feelings hurt. They just wanted to save a couple bucks. So if you went out shopping yesterday on Thanksgiving or today on Black Friday, I want to know why. I'm curious. I'm not your judge, okay? I am not your moral compass. 844-344-2423. 2423. Let's go to Ron in Las Vegas. Ron, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Pardon
Ron,
me?
Going once. Yes, you're Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, I got a niece that works at a discount store. She ended up having to work Thanksgiving Day afternoon. And they don't advertise for prices, slash price or anything, because they're already a discount store. But they advertised that they were open at 6 o'clock for Black Friday on Thanksgiving Day. And she said people went nuts coming in there thinking that they're getting a special deal. It's, their prices was no different than any other day.
6 a.m.?
Or 6 o'clock in the evening after Thanksgiving,
Six p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, you say she's a discount store. What do they sell there?
Oh, it's clothes and shoes and that kind of stuff. A lot of things. It's name brand stuff that was discontinued items or last year's model and that kind of stuff. And they're already marked down for the store, so they just advertise we're open at 6 p.m. Thanksgiving Day and come on in. But they're not advertising any more discount prices. They're already slashed like they are. It's just, you said people just come in and went nuts because, oh man, it's a Black Friday deal, but the prices were no different than they were any other day.
We're all creatures of advertising, okay? We actually like being marketed to. We like being told we're getting a good deal. We like being told where the savings are. Hell, I use coupons, okay? I use them all the time. If there's a buy one, get one, I'm there. If it's free, if it's me, if it's at a deep discount, I'll check it out. But Black Friday has just become this monster, this out of control, incredible monster.
Exactly.
Will it ever get reined in? Ron, is there
Halloween
hope?
Halloween next time, maybe?
Ron, it already has.
Yeah.
I appreciate. Listen, Ron, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It already has. Christmas specials are now, I remember the first year my dad worked in retail, okay? My dad worked for a retail store. And the first year they started marketing Christmas and sale items before Thanksgiving, he came home upset. He came home, he was just shaking his head. He wasn't mad. He wasn't angry. He was a little bit sad, but even then he just didn't understand. Because every year was just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Oh, we'll start it a day early. We'll start the Christmas sales a day early. We'll start, you know what? We'll start Black Friday on Thanksgiving. Which makes no sense! Because Black Friday is not on a Thursday! Thursday is supposed to be sacred. Thursday's Thanks-freaking-giving! Now, if you haven't done this, you almost have to. If you haven't done the Thanksgiving Day shopping or the Black Friday shopping, I mean, go to the mall, not just a discount store. Go to a big box store that advertises their Black Friday specials. Go there. You got to do it. It's almost like doing New Year's Eve in Times Square. It's almost like doing Mardi Gras. It's almost like trying drugs for the first time, but it's completely legal. Don't do drugs. Just stay away from that stuff. It's too costly. You almost have to do the Black Friday stuff, but you got to be prepared. You got to get your helmet. You got to get your shin guards. You got to get your elbow pads, your knee pads. You might want to get a catcher's chest protector. Definitely, guys, you may want to consider getting an athletic cup because you just never know. See, tomorrow, it's going to be completely normal. Tomorrow. Whatever they call the Saturday after Black Friday. I'm sure there's a name for it. I just don't care or know enough about it to give it any credence. Tomorrow, everything's going to be back to normal. But today, we lose our minds. And it's great. In a sense, it's embarrassing. People are doing it everywhere. They're going nuts in California. They're going nuts in Tennessee. They're going nuts over. Gosh, I could do this all day. They went nuts in Houston over Georgia. It doesn't matter. It's not a statement on any particular race. It's not a statement on any particular religion. It's not a statement on any particular political belief. People do this just to save money. Look how far we've come since the second Tuesday this month. Look how far we've come since November 8th. We're not broken. We're not. We're the same we've ever been. People just have a lot of, they're done with it. Yesterday, I banned, the one thing that was banned from Thanksgiving dinner was any talk about politics, not just the presidential election, politics, period. I do this as a normal day job in Boise, Idaho, okay? I have my own afternoon show. So I talk about it 5 days a week. Talk about it plenty. People see me when I go home, talk about it. When they see me out, they want to talk about it. And the only thing I ask, just give me a couple hours of no politics. And it was great. I was in my own little bubble. We talked about football. We talked about gossip, inner office gossip, neighborhood gossip, all that stuff. Enjoyed a full Thanksgiving Day meal, which started at the time Aretha Franklin first said, "Oh, say, can you see?" We were already done with our plates by the time she had ended the song. I cooked an entire turkey in the time it took her to sing that song. Unreal. Four minutes, 35 seconds. Unflippin' believable. But hey, she's Aretha Franklin. She's musical royalty. She could do whatever she wants. But we sat down, and I knew the Black Friday stories were coming. And there's no cause out there. There's no opposition to Black Friday. It's all fruit of the same vein. People try to ban Black Friday. People try to boycott it. You never will. I don't understand the violence that comes out with it. I really don't. Every once in a while, somebody does a bridal sale, you know, where they'll put all the wedding dresses on sale for $100, and you just watch all the women go into the store. Black Friday is like that in every state in the union, in almost every black box store. People camping out, foregoing Thanksgiving dinner. If you went out and braved the malls, if you went out and braved the traffic, if you went out and didn't shoot anybody, but just stalked somebody back so you could get their parking space, I want to know why. Amazon has one, Google has one. They're these little, little pods. They look like large scented candles, but they're little touch pods. All you got to do is touch it and ask Google something. That's one of the big sale items. It's like Siri if you have an iPhone. All you got to do is punch a button. Google, how do I make a turkey? Google, who was the first pope ever? Google. That's the biggest thing. That's one of the bigger things being sold right now. This little Google pod. The best part about it is there are people not even going out to the malls, not even going to the stores to get it. They'll just do it online, completely voiding themselves of any personal contact whatsoever. If you went out and braved Black Friday, why? Shop. If you had to work it, man, I'm sorry. But if you went out and you shopped today, if you woke up at stupid o'clock in the morning, didn't even bother brushing your teeth, didn't even care what your hair looked like, you put something on because you had to get to the store at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, I want to know why. What were you looking for? What did you have to get? How good was the sale item? I don't even care. Was it for your sweetheart? Was it for your kid? Was it for you? Because Black Friday is gone nuts. It's on steroids. Black Friday needs to go home. Black Friday's drunk. 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423. I'm Nate Shellman, filling in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.
Reno police need your help to find the man who shot and killed another driver outside the 2nd Street Walmart in Reno. Police are calling this a bout of road rage over a parking spot. Happened around 6 o'clock tonight between Walmart and a driveway leading to 2nd Street across from the GSR. Police are looking for a light-skinned black man. He was driving a dark-colored Toyota Camry or Corolla. The shooter drove west on 2nd Street. Now, there should be damage to one of the side windows and possible damage to the brake and taillights. Westbound 2nd Street from the GSR to I-580 is closed. Police say it could reopen in about 30 minutes.
That's from Reno. Black Friday parking space road rage. Not even Black Friday. That happened yesterday. That happened Thanksgiving, on a day you're supposed to give thanks. Are you kidding me? We're fine. We're okay. We've seen violence all year round. We've seen demonstrations. We've seen marches. We've seen protests. We've especially seen it this month. We've seen all the belly aching and crying. I wish we could get through it without any violence. That'd be nice. I mean, it would kind of suck for the news stations because they wouldn't have this story to report on. But there are so many stories like this all over the South, all over the East, all over the West, all over the Midwest. It doesn't matter. People just randomly in Fairfield, California, throwing punches in the middle of a shopping mall. Same thing going on in Modesto Mall. Why? The good news is, it's not because it has anything to do with Donald Trump. You actually can't blame this on Donald Trump. You can't blame it on the libs. You can't blame it on the conservatives. You can't blame it on the right or the alt-right. You can't blame it on the libs or the Black Lives Matter movement. You just can blame it on 100% pure, unadulterated American greed. That's the one thing, one of the things so many of us have in common, no matter what it is. We all have, millennials, it's a different word. You know it as something. We all have our different triggers. For some people, it's clothes. For some people, it's housewares. For some people, it's electronics. For some people, it's furniture. For some people, it's cars. But we all have those triggers. And that's all Black Friday does. It brings out and awakens that monster that lives inside all of us. You see something on sale, and if they tell you that it's only on sale as long as it's in stock, you will bowl through an entire lane of innocence. Next week, if we talk about how we should defeat ISIS, people are going to hem and haw. We want to minimize casualties, and we want to minimize collateral damage. But today, if there's a toaster on sale for $5 or a towel on sale for $1.60, we will forearm an 80-year-old. Somebody will hurtle into a box full of goods like they were trying to get into the end zone over a lineman just to save themselves a couple bucks. Ask them whether or not we should build a wall or not build a wall. You'll get a great debate. All of a sudden, the feelings come out. Not today. Today, there are no feelings. Today, it's all about greed. For Black Friday, it's that one day where we get to just exercise those demons. You're a Christian? No. You're a Christian 364 days a year. Today, a lot of you forgot Jesus, if you're one of those Christians. I know. I've been there. I've done it too. I didn't start a fight over anything I wanted. But I've taken part in this. I've been there. I've done it. If you can get through Black Friday with just getting a couple of random elbows, just getting pushed around just a little bit, you're doing great. They should actually give you a T-shirt into whatever store you went through. I made it out of Black Friday without incident. It's not for everybody. Black Friday shopping, it's not for beginners. You have to be battle-hardened. You have to be the kind of person that can make it in and out of a mall where the store is on the other end inside of 10 minutes. Don't start shopping on Black Friday. If you need a $99 12-volt kiddie convertible, you don't want to go in there 5 minutes before it starts. No, no, no. My name is Nate Shellman. I'm filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. Enjoying ourselves a Black Friday. Hope you are too, unscathed, unpunched. Stay safe out there. Chad Benson Show.